I heard about this pastor. He was in the front lobby after the service greeting people, and he saw this man he hadn't seen in a long, long time, and he pulled him aside and said, "Sir, you need to join the army of the Lord." The man said, "What are you talking about? I'm in the army of the Lord." The pastor said, "Well, how come I only see you on Easter and Christmas?" The man whispered back, "I'm in the Secret Service." All right, y'all, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about supernatural provision. When we look at our circumstances, sometimes we don't see how we can get ahead, how we can accomplish our dreams, how we can own and not just rent, or how we can leave an inheritance to our grandchildren, like the scripture says. With inflation, gas prices higher, food costing more, in the natural, we may not see a way. But God is a supernatural God. When we come to the end of our resources, He steps in and says, "I'll make streams in the desert. I'll take 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiply them to feed thousands." When Peter didn't have money to pay his taxes, Jesus told him to go to the lake. And the first fish he caught had 2 coins in it, enough to pay his and Jesus' taxes. God was showing us that He has supernatural provision. He's not limited by what you don't have. He's not limited by how you were raised, the family you come from. There may be lack, struggle, barely get by. That's how it's been, but you've been raised up to break the negative cycle. You're the one that's going to come out of not enough into more than enough. God is not a get-by God. He's an overflow God. Don't live with a lack mentality. Not enough, limited mindset. Have an abundant mentality. I will lend and not borrow. My cup runs over. Because I honor God, I live under the open windows of heaven, blessings that I cannot contain. You have to prosper in your mind before you'll prosper in your circumstances. You have to give God permission to bless you. Are you in agreement with what He wants to do, or are you thinking you're stuck? "Well, I've never seen prices this high. I don't think I could ever get out of this neighborhood. The stock market has me so worried." You're looking at everything in the natural. You have to realize God is supernatural. And the good news is He's not having a down year. He's not scratching His head thinking, "I didn't see inflation coming. This pandemic threw me off. I'm worried about my 401k. God owns it all. He makes streets out of gold. You're connected to a supply line that will never run dry. The economy may go up or down, but that's not your source. God is your source. And yes, we're grateful for our jobs, grateful for employment, a good boss, but God is not dependent on those things. He has provision in your future beyond your normal salary, beyond your training, beyond your experience. He's not looking at what people look at. The qualifications, the talent, He's looking at your heart. He sees how faithful you are, how you always keep in first place, how you have a desire to help others, to build the kingdom, to a dream to accomplish what seems over your head. That's when God will step in and show you supernatural provision. Open doors you never dreamed would open. Bring income, resources, contracts that will thrust you further than you've imagined. "Well, Joel, this sounds good, but my boss doesn't give me any credit. My bills are outpacing my income. I take 1 step forward, 2 steps back. I don't think I'll ever have abundance." Let me give you a key. If you have a poor mouth, you're going to have a poor life. God wants to show you supernatural increase, but you can cancel it out with a negative tongue. Your words can speak death or they can speak life. You can speak lack or you can speak abundance. You can speak not enough, or you can speak more than enough. Psalm 35 says, "Let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His children." They were supposed to go around continually saying, God takes pleasure in prospering me. God knew if they started talking negative, lack, not enough, they would have had a limited mindset. They would have never seen the blessing, the favor, the abundance that he had in store. Every time you're tempted to talk about what you don't have and how you can't accomplish the dream, turn it around. Father, thank you that you take pleasure in prospering me. I may not see how, but I know you have supernatural provision, supernatural increase. You're not limited by what limits me. Luke chapter 5, Jesus was at the Sea of Galilee and there were people crowded all around. So he asked Peter if he could borrow his boat to teach the people. He'd never met Peter, but Peter agreed. Jesus pushed out from the shore and taught. When he was finished, he told Peter to launch back into the deep and he would catch a great haul of fish. Well, Peter had fished all night and caught nothing. He was a professional fisherman. He knew when to fish, where to fish. Jesus was a teacher, a rabbi. I'm sure he thought, who is this man telling me how to fish? He needs to stick to teaching and I'll stick to fishing. He said, in effect, Jesus, this doesn't make sense to me. Nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to do it. Went out and caught so many fish that his nets began to break. He had to call another boat over. They were both so loaded down, they were about to sink. What's interesting is there were no fish there a couple of hours before. They had fished all night, but God controls the fish. He knows where your provision is, and he knows how to get it to you. It may not make sense, may not be logical, what you were expecting. God likes to do things out of the ordinary, uncommon, so you'll know it was the hand of God. Peter let Jesus borrow his boat. That was his business, his source of income. He could have said, Jesus, I'm busy. I'm tired. I don't know. You go find another boat. But he gave Jesus his resource. He was generous. This was symbolic of putting God first place. Proverbs says, honor the Lord with your income and the first fruits of all your crops. Then he will fill your barns with abundance and your vats will overflow. If you're going to see supernatural provision, you have to be a giver. Honor God with your first fruits, the first part of your income. Invite him into your business. If you work 40 hours a week, give him your first fruits. God, you can use my boat these first 4 hours. I'm giving you this income. When you let God use your boat, you're setting yourself up for overflow, for abundance. Sometimes we think the opposite. Man, Joel, if I give, I'm going to have less. No, that's a seed that you're sowing. You can't give God something without him giving you more back in return. Peter owned the boat, but God owned the seed. God controls the universe. When you let him use your boat, he'll cause the fish to find you. He'll cause contracts, opportunities, good breaks to track you down. The scripture says when you give, it will be given back to you, but not in the same measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's the way our God is, a net-breaking God. It's significant that when Peter met Jesus for the first time, he had just fished all night and caught nothing. His mindset was lack, scarcity, not enough. Jesus was about to choose Peter to become his first disciple. He could have thanked him for letting him use the boat. Said, I want you to come be my disciple. But Jesus didn't want Peter to have that limited mindset associated with him. So he told him to go back into the deep. That's when he caught so many fish that his nets began to break. When he came back to the shore, Jesus said, Peter, from now on, you're going to become a fisher of men. Now Peter's mindset was abundance, overflow, more than enough. That's the mentality Jesus wanted him to have. Not a fisher of men, barely getting by, never catch anything, can't accomplish my dream. No, have a different mindset. You may have seasons where you caught nothing, but that is not your destiny. Abundance is coming. God has some net-breaking blessings in your future. You couldn't make it happen. You fished all night and caught nothing. You did your best, worked hard, honored God, but you still came up empty. Your time is coming. God is directing those fish right now. He's lining up supernatural provision, something you've never seen. boats sink in blessings. Increase that not only affects you, but it spills over to your children, your grandchildren. You're going to have to call some other boats to take in the overflow. David said it this way, my cup runs over. God's going to bless you to where future generations will get the run over. Your family line will be blessed because you honored God. You had an abundant mentality. God entrusted you with a net-breaking blessing. I talked to a woman that works in commercial real estate, and she does it part-time. Her main focus was to raise her children, and she volunteers at the church, very faithful. A friend of hers had a large piece of property right on the main freeway that he wanted to sell. And he's a high-powered businessman. He could have called his attorneys to sell it, hired a leading real estate company. Instead, he called this woman and listed it with her. He wasn't in a big hurry to sell the property, and it sat there year after year, and she kept raising the price from several million dollars to 12 million to over 20 million. People told her it would never sell for that much. She was wasting her time. But not long ago, a large company came and wanted to purchase the property. They were a huge brand, offices all over the world. She thought the owner would want to bring his legal team to lead the negotiations, but he said, no, you're in charge. She wasn't skilled in negotiating large contracts, but she said, when I went in there, I felt a boldness, a confidence. I knew the favor of God was on my life. She stood firm, wouldn't back down on what she wanted for the property. After 2 days, they said, we know the value is not this high, but something just feels right, so we're going to purchase it. That one good break will spill over to her children and her grandchildren. She told me in the lobby, Joel, I never dreamed God would bless me in such a way. God has some of these net-breaking blessings for you. He has supernatural provision, supernatural increase. He's not limited by your education, your experience, who you know, how you were raised. He knows how to bring the fish to you. You do your part and let him in your boat. Honor him with your income, and God will bless you in ways you've never imagined. When Peter saw how many fish were in his nets, the scripture says he was awestruck at the size of his catch. God is going to do some things that leave you awestruck. You thought you'd be paying your house off for 30 years, then suddenly a net-breaking blessing, a contract, a good break, an inheritance, and now you're into overflow. You thought you'd always be in that neighborhood. You thought you were stuck in that environment. Then suddenly a new door opened. A promotion where you weren't next in line. The fish came looking for you. Well, Joel, this is encouraging, but I don't see how it can happen. You don't have to see how. Leave the how up to God. Just believe that it will happen. The reason we can't see it is we're natural and God's supernatural. We're limited, but God is unlimited. If you get stuck on the how, you'll talk yourself out of it. Your mind will come up with 1,000 reasons why it's not going to happen. No, God's ways are not our ways. He has ways that you've never thought of. When God delivered the Israelites out of slavery and parted the Red Sea, these 2 million people were in the desert headed toward the promised land. There were no grocery stores out there, no fast food, no DoorDash, and no water. They begin to complain. Moses, why did you bring us out here to die? We're so thirsty. We need something to drink. God didn't go to all that trouble to bring them out of slavery, free them from the Pharaoh, to let them starve to death. God will allow situations where it looks impossible so he can show us his supernatural provision. Don't be surprised if you face times where all the facts say, there's no way. Your resources are limited. You fished all night and caught nothing. No, God is up to something. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. God told Moses to take his staff and strike a rock. When he did, out there in the desert, water started pouring out of a rock. Supernatural provision. God can make things happen that defy the odds. Things that you couldn't plan for. You have to trust him. Everything in your mind will tell you, you'll never have abundance. You'll always be thirsty. You'll always struggle, have debt, not enough. That may be true, logically speaking. What I'm saying is God will defy logic. He knows how to bring water out of a rock. The scripture says he makes streams in the barren places, rivers in the desert. There may be some barren things in your life. You don't see how it could ever change. No, get ready. God's about to strike the rock. You're going to see provision that you can't explain. Good breaks that don't make sense. Increase that's not logical. The same God that brought water out of a rock can cause promotion to find you. The right people to track you down. Abundance to come knocking on your door. See, if we could do this in our own strength, we wouldn't really need God. But God will put dreams in your heart on purpose that you cannot accomplish by yourself. You don't have the resources, the funds, the connections. And it's easy to get discouraged and let what we see in the natural talk us out of it. This is where you have to stir up your faith and say, God, I believe you have supernatural provision, that you have net-breaking blessings, that you can still bring water out of a rock. I know this couple, they were believing to have children for a long, long time with no success. Well, after much prayer and fertility treatment, she became pregnant with triplets. They were so excited, but during the pregnancy, there were complications, and the babies were born prematurely, weighing less than a pound each. They had to stay in the neonatal intensive care for 6 months. By the grace of God, they grew, and today they're perfectly healthy. These parents had insurance, but it didn't cover everything. A few months after they brought their children home, they received a bill for $2 million. The father was a police officer. The mother worked in education. In the natural, they would be paying on that bill the rest of their life. They'd always be in debt. But God knows how to bring water out of a rock. He knows how to cause the fish to find you. They didn't start complaining. They didn't get discouraged. They kept thanking God for supernatural provision. Declaring what he promised, we will lend and not borrow. Father, thank you that our cup runs over, that we have more than enough, that you take pleasure in prospering us. If you're going to see God's blessings, you have to see this abundant mentality. You have to know he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. This phrase comes from when Abraham was on top of Mount Moriah about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Right before he went through it, an angel came and told him not to do it, to stop. It was a test of his obedience. He needed an animal to sacrifice. He heard this noise in the brush, and he looked over and saw this ram caught in the thicket. He took the ram, and it became the sacrifice. Abraham named that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. What's interesting is rams aren't normally found that high up in the mountains, but God knows how to get the provision to you. The ram was waiting on Abraham. It was going up the mountain before Abraham even knew he needed it. It was already en route. God has some rams waiting for you. He's already lined up your provision, your abundance. Before you had the setback, he put the ram in place. Maybe you grew up in a family, lack and struggle. Don't worry, rams are in your future. May look like you're stuck. You don't have the funding for your dream. How can you expand your business? Stay encouraged. A ram will be waiting for you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider, has already put the abundance, the good breaks, the supernatural provision. It's already in your path. That's why we can stay in peace. He's the Lord our provider. Not our job our provider, our boss our provider, our salary our provider. No, the God who spoke worlds into existence. The God who makes streets out of gold. The God who causes fish to show up. The God who brings water out of a rock. The God who puts rams in the thicket. The God who said you'll lend and not borrow. The God who said your cup will run over. That's who's ordering your steps. That's who's planned out your future. You may know him as your Savior. That's the most important. You may know him as your healer. That's good. But you need to know him as your provider. He has supernatural provision. This couple with the triplets, they didn't see how it could work out. They just kept standing in faith and kept believing that God would make a way. And right before Christmas that year, the hospital called, said, we've never done this before, but we've decided to cancel your $2 million debt. Like Peter, they were awestruck. They didn't see that coming. Like Abraham, that was a ram waiting for them. You don't know what God has waiting for you. It's hidden right now. You can't see it, but at the right time, it's going to show up. It's not going to be ordinary, something you were expecting. It's going to leave you awestruck. Net-breaking blessings, abundance that runs over to your children, increase that takes you from just enough to more than enough. 2013, there was a young African-American woman working as a nurse, and she and her husband were pregnant with another child, and unfortunately, the baby was born with no brain function, and 6 months later, the child passed. She was so distraught and so empty, didn't feel like she had any purpose. She wasn't raised in church and didn't have any kind of religious background. But in that dark time, she turned to her faith. She got involved in a good church in another state, started volunteering, supporting, never missed a service. To try to distract herself from the pain of the loss, she started researching hair products and experimenting with different things that worked for her. She put this on her Instagram, tips to take care of your hair, ways to style it. She thought maybe one day she'd open up a hair salon. Much to her surprise, her Instagram blew up. There was so much interest in her hair products that she started selling them online. She began in her kitchen. It grew and grew. They moved to her garage. Over the next few years, it took off into a multi-million dollar business. In 2019, Procter & Gamble purchased her company for an amount she never dreamed. She said it was the largest Series A investment ever obtained by an African-American woman. On top of that, they committed $10 million to her charity to help educate underprivileged children. You don't know what kind of rams God has waiting for you. When you honor Him, you live with an abundant mentality, He'll do things you didn't see coming. Not just meet your needs, but supernatural provision. Uncommon, unusual, things that you can't explain. She told how she didn't feel qualified to run a company that large. She'd never been to business school. She was trained in healthcare. Some of her friends told her she was making a mistake, leaving her nursing job. But God has things in your future that are not going to make sense to everyone. Water coming out of a rock, that doesn't make sense. Peter, go back and launch into the deep. There were no fish there a few hours ago. Now there's a net-breaking blessing. Don't let people talk you out of what God put in your heart. His ways are not our ways. The blessing is in the obedience. The ram is waiting for you where God told you to go. Out in the desert, every morning, the Israelites had manna on the ground, something like bread to eat. That's how they survived. But the people got tired of it. They complained to Moses, "We want some meat to eat." Back in Egypt, yeah, we were slaves, but at least we had fish and steaks. Now all we have is this dried up bread. God didn't like their complaining, but He's so merciful. He told Moses that He would give the people meat, not for a day, but for a whole month. Moses said, "God, what are you talking about? There are 2 million people out here. Even if we butchered all of our flocks, all of our herds, there wouldn't be enough." God didn't say, "You know what, Moses, you're right. I miscalculated. What was I thinking?" Oh, God said, "Moses, is there any limit to my power?" He was saying, "Don't you realize that I control the universe? I put rams in a bush. I tell fish to get in a net. I tell water to come out of a rock. I tell compact sinners to come to my people." The scripture says, God shifted the wind and caused hundreds of thousands of quail to come in from the sea. Like the ram, quail are not normally found in the desert. They wouldn't go that far from water, but God controls the quail. That one shift, and they had steak dinners for a whole month. Verse 32 says, no one gathered less than 50 bushel of quail. Let's assume there were 10 quail in a bushel. Then everyone gathered 500 quail. There were 2 million people there. That adds up to 1 billion quail. We're praying about our light bill. Look at how God thinks. Abundance, overflow, more than enough. They were awestruck at what God had done. Like with them, God is about to shift some things in your life. He's going to cause the quail to come looking for you. You couldn't have made it happen. You didn't have the connections, the experience, the background, but you kept God first place. You've been faithful. You've honored him with your first fruits. Now he's going to cause the wind to blow in your direction. A shift from borrowing to lending. A shift from renting to owning. A shift from employee to employer. A shift from not enough to more than enough. Now you may not see how this can happen. Your mind is telling you there's no way. How could you get out of debt? How could you leave your family better? How could you accomplish that dream? God is asking you what he asked Moses. Is there anything too hard for me? You're looking at it in the natural, but God has supernatural provision. One shift and you'll go from fish to a net, no fish to a net breaking blessing. From playing with hair products to a business exploding. From a $2 million medical bill to being debt free. What are you looking at? How big the lack, the debt, the struggle is, or how big your God is? Have a new perspective. Let God be magnified who takes pleasure in prospering me. Get in agreement with God. Live with this abundant mentality. He has some rams waiting for you. He's already lined up your net breaking blessings. If you do this, I believe and declare you're going to step into supernatural provision. New doors opening, good breaks finding you, contracts, businesses, opportunities. You're going to be awestruck at the goodness of God. I believe it and declare it in Jesus' name. If you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood. And Lord, I thank you that you are an abundant God, an overflow God. Lord, we commit to keep you first place, to honor you. And Lord, I thank you that you'll do what we couldn't do on our own. Lord, that we will have plenty, not only for our needs, but to be a blessing wherever we go. And Lord, I just speak abundance, overflow, your supernatural provision over your people. Lord, let 2023 be an abundant year, something that they've never dreamed in their health, their children, their career, and in their finances in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, if your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate. You need to recommit your life to Christ. You can do that this morning. In just a moment, I'm going to give you that chance. I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it this morning? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it later. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Anybody else? Get on the road to victory today. Don't be left out. Watching, listening, anybody else? Still time for you. Up top. Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind all praying this with our friends that are standing? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain sitting one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. Also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that this is going to be a priority in person, online, however you do it. I'll make a promise to you. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. Hope you'll take me up on that. There's a great class after service called New Beginnings. You can take it online as well. There's also great classes for our marriages and the women after service. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, February 26, 2023, a new day of victory in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. All right, I'm going to speak the blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week. We love you very much. A favor-filled week.
What an amazing experience today. I don't know where you're watching from, but I believe that you're leaving encouraged. You're leaving inspired. I know I can't leave a service and a moment here at Lakewood without knowing. You may not always feel it, but you got to know that when you're in the presence of God, when you're receiving His word, that you're leaving change, that something is taking place in your heart. So some of you, I know it's obvious, and you know the moments in the service, the nuggets, the worship that changed you, that you knew that's for me. But sometimes we leave these spaces and we don't quite feel much, but you got to know that the word works. And when you get the word planted in your heart, God transforms you from the inside out, changing your desires, changing the way you think, preparing you, getting you ready for the season ahead. But I just want to encourage those of you who maybe you gave your life to Jesus today. Maybe today was a moment where right where you're at in your living room or where you're listening from, you decided to give Jesus your heart or you rededicated. First of all, we want to say congratulations. What a moment this is for you. And we don't take it lightly. And we just want to encourage you with some resources that we've developed to help you in this next season of your life spiritually. We have a New Beginnings class, New Beginnings resources. And really, it's just us unpacking a lot of what it means to follow Jesus, what it means in these early stages of your Christianity to follow Christ, some practical things that can really help you, that you can apply to your life right now. So take advantage of those New Beginnings resources if you can. We want to help you. And myself, others, we've put these resources together to really come alongside of you. I know that they'll inspire you and encourage you right now. But also in the comments, maybe throw some things in the comments that you felt really challenged or helped you today concerning Pastor Joel's message. What a phenomenal message, a challenging message, a message that stirs your faith. Some of the notes that I took and that made me think about you today is that God has net-breaking blessings for you, ready, stored up. And what He's looking for you to do is simply release your faith to believe that He can do the impossible in your life right now. And so these are some of the things I want to declare over you. Borrowing to lending, renting to owning, not enough to more than enough. You see, these are the things that God wants to do in your life. And so I'm believing that that's going to happen in your life this week. Why not? Why not believe that God can do the supernatural things that Pastor Joel talked about and unpacked and encouraged us with this week? And what's cool about these net breaking moments in our lives, these net breaking seasons, is they're so beyond us that it's clear that it's God. And I think that's why God a lot of times likes to do these things in our lives. I know He's done it in my life because it showed everyone around me, look, this isn't due to Nick and his hard work and his ability to work things out. This was a sudden moment of favor from God. It's the only way to explain it. And that's what God wants to do in your life. And we're going to continue to believe with you and declare that over your life. Listen, we love you and we're excited to see what God's going to continue to do. Come back and watch us anytime you can. Amen. Check out our website for all the resources where we can be a source of hope in this next chapter of your life. God bless you. Hang around. Come back for our 11 o'clock service if you can. But God bless. Have a great week, and we'll see you very, very soon.